Lesson 4. I am a super kid. This is a great week. This is a very official lesson, an official week for your kids to really begin to think of themselves as super kids. With Jesus in us, we can be just like Him. I think that really puts in a nutshell what we want to get across to the kids this week. Jesus found Himself in the Word, and I want you to really help the kids to connect themselves with Jesus. When they see Jesus, they see themselves. When He says, "I am," He's telling us He knows who He is. He's the light of the world. We'll compare that for the super kids. Let them know who they are. God has made them the light of the world. He doesn't belong to the world. He belongs to His Father. I don't belong to the world. I belong to my Father. Jesus accepted God's plan for Him, and I accept God's plan for me. You see, all of the things really that were said about Jesus are also said about us, because He is in us. But we have to believe what the Word says about us. It says that we're chosen and that we're blessed and that we'll do greater works. This is a great place to have the super kids name some things that the Word says about them. Our memory verse this week is from the New King James Version. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. Boy, if our kids can ever get that so solidly in them, they won't be afraid of anything. They won't be afraid to stand up for who they are. They won't be afraid to stand up for what's right. They will remember that Jesus is on the inside of them. You know, these are not just things we learn at church or nice words that you can send the kids home with a nice coloring paper that Jesus is inside of them. I think so many times the Word of God is diluted in our lives when we don't take it as personally as we can. So this week you're really helping the kids to take His Word personally, to really begin to see themselves as Jesus sees them. I believe that this week is a great opportunity for you to lead the kids in salvation. You know, you may or may not do that every week, give the kids an opportunity to receive Jesus into their hearts, but at least you should do it every few weeks. Give them an opportunity to ask Jesus into their heart. Even giving them an opportunity to pray in the Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit into their lives and to be filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Those are very important. And so don't leave those out of your services. That's my teaching tip this week. Some services are really geared towards that, and this is one of them. One thing you really want to encourage the kids to do is actually think of themselves as a super kid. You know, I have now grown people come up to me and say, "I'm a super kid." You know, I always say, once a super kid, always a super kid. When they really begin to get these things in their heart, it changes who they are. It changes the decisions that they'll make in middle school, in high school, and even in college. I cannot tell you how many testimonies and how many kids I know personally. Man, their lives are straight up. They love the Lord. They're passionate, not just in love with the Lord, but passionate to do what He's telling them to do. You know, we talked about John 5:30 in the Amplified the last couple of weeks, and Jesus said, "I can't do anything of myself. I don't consult my own will." When you train these super kids in this way, they will grow up to not consult their own will about what they want to do with their life, who they want to marry, who they want their friends to be. They'll consult Jesus about this and do things His way. So this is really a great training day to get your kids thinking about being a super kid. Get them thinking like a super kid. Our tips down here of what it takes to be a super kid: accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, listen to the Holy Spirit and obey His voice, honor and obey your parents, tell others about Jesus. This is what the decisions they need to make to live their life as a super kid. One of their first assignments could be that they begin to invite people to church. You know, not next week, lesson five, but lesson six is Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. Really have your kids think about inviting kids to come to that service with them. Being a super kids, telling other people about Jesus, because that week is a great week for you to really do another then altar call, inviting kids to ask Jesus into their heart. But your super kids will be prepared and already have kids there, maybe who don't know him or don't know about making him their Lord. Really encourage your kids this week to be a super kid.